بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد. My respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention. We are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let's each one of us intend with sincerity from the depths of our hearts. My dear respected friends, the judgment day, the day of Qiyamah, every single soul, immaterial, whether he was a believer or an unbeliever, will get upon the plains of justice. And every single person will have to answer for his life that he has spent in this world. It is amazing that the Imam in the Maghrib yesterday read Iza Zulzila, and the Imam read today again in the Maghrib Iza Zulzila. A message that in the end of the surah, Allah gives us two advices. Then an atom bit of good that you do, you shall see it. And an atom bit of evil that you do, you shall see it. Allah has kept what every single human being, two angels known as Kiram and Katibin, one on the right shoulder writing the good deeds, one on the left writing the evil deeds. These angels never run short of paper, never run short of ink. And on the day of Qiyamah, when these books will be brought to you, who is going to be there that can say, "No, I did not do it. I did not commit that sin. I did not commit that evil. I did not commit that wrong." Now, in order for the angel writing the good deeds, it is of paramount importance, it is absolutely necessary, that the minutest of action that we do, we should do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be sincerity, it will be accepted in the court of Allah. Otherwise it is useless, it is hopeless. Even if it is reading your salah, without doing it for Allah, unfortunately, my dear respected friends, you're not going to get rewarded. Yes, certainly, what has been farz on you to fulfill, the salah, that will be fulfilled. You will not be punished for it. But the reward, you will not get. Therefore, in all your actions and devotions, my dear respected friends, never ever begin until and when you haven't made a sincere intention for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following a sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected friends, today I want to be very kind. I want to confirm all of you to be judges. All of you are going to be judges. Why? Because the street that runs there is Court Avenue. And in the top they are building a court. So they need judges. So all of you are judges. But I don't need you to become judges for the people. I need you to become judge of your own self. Judge as we are going to speak, and I'm going to ask you to judge. And don't pull a fast one. Don't pull a sharp one. Because believe me, my dear respected friends, a trillion people can have thoughts in their mind, not speaking or anything, only a thought passing their mind. The trillion people's thoughts, Allah can read it at 1 second, 1 moment. That is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are going to sharpshoot, you're not sharpshooting anybody. Allah is looking, he's listening, he's hearing, he's doing everything. So don't shoot yourself. Be a fair judge, okay? Don't send a guy to the gallows when he was innocent. Don't put a death sentence on him when he's innocent. So let us be honest, once in a while, once in our life. First judgment, my dear respected friends, you make. You give the verdict in your own hearts. You know, I know, we all know that Allah has created us for His worship. Like Mawlana Naseem mentioned in the ayah of the Quran yesterday. Are we worshipping Allah or not? The way Allah wants us to worship Him. Come, what is the verdict? What is the judgment? You give the verdict, you give the judgment on your own actions. Question number two. Do you want to better that worship of Allah in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? Again, verdict, my dear respected friend. Give the judgment. Don't give the judgment for others. Give the judgment for yourself. For remember, my dear respected friends, you came from the womb of your mother in that dark womb all alone to this world. Unless you are twins and triplets, that's a different story. All of us are twins and triplets here. And you are going to go into the grave all alone into the darkness of the womb of the earth. In our lives, we are more concerned what others will say, what others will think. But when you are 6 foot down in the ground, where are all those others that you had changed your views in life? Your daily action you have changed before because of them. Where are they today? You're in the dark pit on your own. So my dear respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very wise. His wisdom we cannot understand. Only Allah understands His wisdom. My dear respected friends, Allah had taken an oath in the Quran Kareem about time, saying, "Wal asr." Only if time was of some importance did Allah take its oath in the Quran Kareem. Time that you lose, you will never ever gain it. Try what you want, you cannot gain it. And the time that you have available, spend it in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never ever regret after your eyes close and you go 6 feet below the ground. When you are shown your actions, don't cry, don't lament, and please don't ask the angels, please send me back down to the, back to the earth, that I can say one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, one Allahu Akbar. You will not be permitted to do so. Therefore, what you can do today, do it, for tomorrow may be too late. Right, next judgment we need. Do you want to spend your time wisely or not? Give the verdict yourself. And do you want to spend it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in the disobedience of Allah? Give the judgment. My dear respected friends, our spiritual mentor Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, in a dream was sent by Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to various countries in the world to form zikr majlises in the masjid so that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be taken. For the name of Allah is dying slowly, slowly, and people are not making the zikr of Allah. They are not reading La ilaha illallah. And that is the mission that we are carrying on with. No feather in my cap, no feather in nobody else's cap. It is a passion and the command of my spiritual mentor that I had taken, and I'm carrying that along. That the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam begin to take the name of Allah. They begin to read the kalima la ilaha illallah and various other zikrs of Allah. For Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was concerned. And for that reason he sent our spiritual mentor to various countries to make alive this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you want to be a part of it or don't you want to be a part of it is your choice. You can make your own judgment, my dear respected friends. Before we carry on further, my dear respected friends, sorry I take off my topi, I got a lot of heat in my head, I can't wear turbans anymore. It's becoming difficult to wear the topi too. My dear respected friends, as I was saying before we carry on any further, I want each of you with sincerity from the depth of your heart right now in this gathering to seek the repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making a promise that you will not commit any sins and regret you have committed that sins and tell Allah to forgive you. Why? In the time of Musa alayhi salam, there was a drought. Rain didn't want to fall. They got hold of everybody. Went out of the outskirts of the town to make Salatul Istiqsa and ask Allah Ta'ala to let rain shower. One day go by, nothing happens. 2 days go by, nothing happens. Suddenly Musa alayhi salam ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are begging you, our Lord, to send rain. Why are you not sending it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in your group, there's a sinner, and because of that sinner, I'm preventing the rain of coming down. And the sin is of backbiting. So Musa alayhi salam said, oh Allah, show me who the person is that we can remove him. If we remove him, then rain will fall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Musa alayhi salam that, oh Musa, what I have forbidden, I cannot do. I have forbidden backbiting, rumors mongering. I cannot tell you who that person is, unfortunately, because that also becomes backbiting. Finally, Musa alayhi salam came to his nation and told them that this is the situation. Whoever the person is, please move out from here. My dear respected friends, we are men. We are not angels. And it takes a lot of courage and dignity in a gathering to stand up and say, I was the sinner. And I will walk out. Just a few minute people in the surface of the earth will do such a thing. Finally, this person said, I am now trapped in between all these people. With sincerity, he repented to Allah. Oh Allah, forgive my sin, I will not do it again. And Allah accepted his repentance and rain came down. So because of our sins, don't let us deprive others that want to benefit from the zikr of Allah, taking the name of Allah, and for the mercies of Allah to shower here upon here. So let's all with sincerity seek istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, أَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوْهِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعَبُدُنِي. Allah says, and I haven't sent before you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prophets to whom I have revealed that there is none worthy of worship but me. So worship me. This was the mission that all the prophets, in English we have one word which is prophet, but in the Islamic terminology, prophets of different category. You will find a Nabi and you will find a Rasul. A Rasul is such a prophet that Allah had given him a divine scripture also, whereas a Nabi did not get a scripture. And as far as Rasuls and Nabis are concerned, nobody knows its count how many came, but definitely it is over 124,000 had come in this world. From Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, who is the seal of the prophets. Adam alayhi salam was the first Rasul. After Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam was Rasul and a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the time of the death of Adam alayhi salam to the birth of Nuh alayhi salam, 1,026 years had passed, and 8 generations had passed. So over this 1,000 years from after Adam alayhi salam's death, the first Rasul that came down was Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam preached for over 950 years. And what was his preaching? La ilaha illallah. From Nuh alayhi salam till Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every single Nabi came down with the same message. Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. Read la ilaha illallah. You will become successful. What was the message? La ilaha illallah was the message. My dear respected friends, these close servants of Allah, the Rasuls and the Nabi, went through so much of difficulty and hardships just propagating La ilaha illallah to the people. They were abused, they were stoned, so much so that they were even assassinated. Why? Because they were preaching La ilaha illallah. And the people of that time were idol worshippers. And they did not want to accept the oneness of Allah. My dear respected friends, these chosen servants of Allah, whether they were abused, whether they were hit, whatever they did, the people to them, they continued their mission. Why? Because they had that love of Allah and they had the passion that the community get saved from the fire of Jahannam and Allah make it possible for them to go into the gardens of paradise. They toiled, they struggled, they sacrificed, they dedicated everything just that the message of La ilaha illallah can be conveyed to the people. Nuh alayhi salam was on a daily basis for 950 years mocked, jeered at, sworn at. Why? 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 Because mankind is such in those days till today that there are several things in them that they will not give freedom to and let loose. The first and foremost is that the beliefs that they got into their minds and their hearts, they cannot change it. Though in this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, The Quran Kareem and the Ahadith is clear with its laws. But traditions and customs and those beliefs that we have, we don't want to lose them. For what we believe, that is what we want to act on. It's either my way or the highway. We don't want to listen to anybody. Number two, we never ever find ourselves to be wrong. We are always doing the right. I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Quran Kareem and the Ahadith should take all the Quranic ayats and all the Ahadith away regarding istighfar, forgiveness, repentance. For nobody is sinners. Everybody does the right thing. Nobody does anything wrong. We are so perfect with our iman. We are so connected to Allah that we don't even need to look at our faults. My dear respected friends, remember for today, for tomorrow, and forever, if we cannot look at our own faults, we will never correct our iman. We will never ever correct our amal. We will never ever get to the recognition and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever. It is time, my dear respected friends, that we start searching our hearts and finding our faults and taking the blames for our wrongs, our mistakes, our sins, and not shoving it onto the bellboy. In that way, my dear respected friends, we are going to get somewhere. Otherwise, we are going to remain with the same impressions that the kuffar from the time of Nuh alayhi salam till Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought, we are doing the right thing. They say, inna wajadna aba'ana, that we have found our forefathers worshipping it this way and we will worship this way. We will not change. We will not accept your religion, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they cannot admit their faults. They cannot admit their wrongs. They cannot admit their evils. They are taking everything and sweeping it under the carpet. Right. My judges. All of you, my judges. Do you want to follow the same path? Do you want to take all your mistakes and shove it under the carpet all the time? How long are you going to do it? The dirt on the carpet will become thicker and thicker. Come, do you want to change? Don't you want to change? Allah is waiting with open arms. You are doing Ibrahim Mia or nobody else any favor by changing. And your cause of changing, Wallahi al-Azim, I take the oath of Allah, is to become bayat and start the zikr. For these two things, I again take the oath, Wallahi al-Azim, it will change your lives. 10 time and over. People that had become bayat and taken the name of Allah, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were off the path. Living on interest, drinking liquor, taking drugs, woman prostitution, pornography was their daily life. Oppression, cheating, lying was the order of the day. When they decided to take this path, their lives changed. It is still fresh in my mind, my dear respected friends, as if I have heard it yesterday, that our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, several times told me, do you know why you become bayat and why you make the zikr of Allah? I said, no, Hazrat, I don't know. Tell me. It was you or somebody who used to say, no, me, I know all answers, young. You should give some answer. If you become humble, you get something. You think yourself big, you get nothing. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that you become bayat and make the zikr for only one purpose, and that purpose is to lead your lifestyle according to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who wants that and who don't want it? Choice is yours. You be on the siratul mustaqim. Does Allah no favor? Does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam no favor? Does your friends, your family, nobody a favor? You're only doing yourself a favor. Now, are you still going to turn back from making the zikr of Allah? Are you still going to turn back from becoming baya? You are still going to be scared? You still going to shiver? You still going to have all those evil thoughts? Why bayat? What good is this bayat going to do me? My forefathers didn't become bayat. Why must I become bayat? My dear respected friends, remember that Nuh alayhi salam asked Allah for punishment for his community, and Allah instructed him to make and to build an ark. And out of 950 years of tabligh he made, inviting the people to La ilaha illallah, what do you think? How many people accepted? In 950 years, only 40. Only 40. Then Nuh alayhi salam made the dua that, oh Allah, save me and my family. When the floods came, his son Kan'an, his name was Kan'an, drowned. He did not get saved. Nuh alayhi salam told Allah, oh Allah, you promised me you will save my family. My son has drowned. Allah replied, oh Nuh, my wisdom you do not know. He is not from amongst you, because he is not a believer. He did not believe in the oneness of Allah. Who was that? The son of a prophet. Ibrahim alayhi salam spent his life to try to tell his father, do not worship the idols, worship the oneness of Allah. His father's name was Azar. Azar did not accept. And Azar died as a disbeliever. The father of a prophet. Go to Lut alayhi salam. His wife did not accept his mission. She did not believe in the kalima. When the punishment of Allah came down, she was also destroyed. So then don't let us think that our father, our brother, our children, our near and dear ones are pious servants of Allah, we are going to be saved. No, my dear respected friends, you got to save yourself. There is nobody that is going to save you. For Allah has taught us in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Addressing Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was grieved that on the deathbed of his uncle Abu Talib, who had raised him after the death of his grandfather, he just wanted his uncle just to recite La ilaha illallah. Abu Talib did not recite it. Why? Because on his deathbed, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and the enemies of Islam, his family came and told that, are you dying on the religion of your nephew in comparison to the religion of your forefathers? Abu Talib died without iman, which grieved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah revealed this ayah.